Yes, we are.
Okay, we'll call the order of meeting for Monday, December 8th of the Planning Commission. Dee, would you please call the roll?
Yes, Commissioner Jensen?
Here.
Commissioner Tuttle?
Here.
Commissioner Rodland?
Here.
Commissioner Christensen?
Here.
Commissioner Stanger?
Here.
Commissioner Dirksen?
Here.
Commissioner Sherwood?
Here.
Thank you, Dana. This is a time we set aside for comments from citizens. I don't see any present tonight. Yes, sir?
Since this is the best place to say this, the reason I'm here is that Paul Pavelka has resigned from the city of Monroe. So he is no longer with us, and so.
Did you get permission from the planning?
Permission to do that, yeah.
Did he really? Are you kidding?
No. So I will be filling in and at least for a while until we have a replacement. And that's why Mr. Greggs is here to help. Yeah, that was effective the 3rd of.
He didn't like win the lottery, did he?
December, no.
That's too bad that we didn't get a chance to say. Thank you. Anything else?
Not really.
Okay, approval of minutes, document. November 24th, minutes, last meeting, commissioners. Commissioner Jensen?
And maybe this has happened on others and I just didn't notice until this one, but looking at the minutes where it talks about the approval of the previous minutes, shouldn't it call out which session we were approving? It just says approval of minutes, doesn't say which one. I thought that was the November 10th.
Yeah, it probably should say that.
And then, of course, I didn't actually vote for it. I abstained from that vote because I had missed that meeting.
That's normal that we put the date and the minutes in that order?
Mm-hmm, yes.
It's just a oversight. Thank you for bringing that up.
So then the vote would have been 5-0.
Can we make those changes?
Mm-hmm, yep. Thank you.
Okay, anything else, commissioners? I didn't see anything jumped out. Motion?
I move to accept the minutes of November 24th, 2014 as amended.
Motion made by Commissioner Jensen to accept the minutes for November 24th. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Sherwood. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next thing on the agenda is the workshop. We're going to swap A and B. So we can get somebody on here. So we're going to go CPA 2012-C 2015 Comprehensive Plan Update. And let's see.
I'll start. So, briefly. So, at the there was a joint meeting with the Citizens Advisory Group, the Parks Board, Planning Commission, Council members were invited to November 13th to go over the key strategies and had some exercises to do with policies and programs about that. And then the planning commission members who worked at that one actually did that at the last planning commission meeting also. Mm-hmm. So the report's been prepared, and Mr. Grimes here will do a summary of that, and then we'll have to see if there's any questions the planning commission has.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can I speak from here, or do you want me to?
You want to just have him sit at the end there?
You can sit at the end, or you just want to.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do that.
That'd be fine. Well, you don't have to do any dancing or hand gestures. No,
this is rather short notice, so I didn't have time to prepare the interpretive dance portion.
Okay.
So I think this is going to be more about maybe a conversation and status update than it is going to be about workshop. I think you are pretty much workshopped out at this point. But we also wanted to give you an opportunity to see that we're hearing what's going on and that we're beginning to translate what we've been hearing into policy direction that the plans can incorporate. So, what you received in your packet was augmented by what you received tonight, in that you now have a transcription of all of the comments that we received related to the questions that we posed on November 13th, and that we had a chance to see again a couple of weeks ago. A lot of comments, and we're still digesting those. But I think that we have, in this 4.5-page or 4-page summary, our beginnings of an understanding of where we're going. Now, for those of you who attended that workshop, thank you again very much for your work in the workshop, and then also thank you for the entire commission's work at the last time that we were together. It was something of a rigorous exercise where we tried to distill some of the most important issues that seem to have come out of this comprehensive plan process so far into a handful of strategies that we can really dig into in some detail. They're almost a litmus test of where we need to go with the entirety of the plan. So I don't know that I need to go through this memo in too much detail, but what I was hoping to be able to do is talk about the distinction that we're making between policies and actions. And I think some of the results from the conversations that we've had have really been pretty illuminating, and I think will help us with positioning the entire plan. When we normally work with communities in the comprehensive plan process, we try to get a handle pretty early on what type of transformation the community wants to see. You know, if they're pretty happy with where they are and where it looks like they're headed, then the degree of transformation is probably not going to be too great. If there are some real hopes that the future is going to bring a little bit of change, then we need to figure out how we can actually scale that and make it fit the community overall. And so this exercise that we did really helps us get a handle on that. So when we look at it in terms of policy, is how we help the city position for opportunities that may arrive. You know, how do you begin to build partnerships? How do you begin to look for those things that are really important so that when opportunities do come, you know how you might want to take advantage of them or pass on them, you know, depending on what your policy position is going to be. And then the actions are the degree to which you want to have the city really intervene, either by dedicating staff time and energy to doing something or investing strategically on things. And so what we saw with this exercise is that there are some things where the city wants to see transformation and prepare for it in terms of policy, but isn't quite ready yet to invest in it too much. Either because the position isn't right, you know, we haven't had a chance yet to really figure out where we want to spend it, or because we think it's something that maybe the market will handle. So as we look at preparing this comprehensive plan, that helps us understand that strategic aspect of this. You know, so if there's something that you know you really want to do, and you know how you want to affect the change, then that's a program that you can invest in, that you can do. But if you're not exactly sure how the outcome really should be influenced by the city's involvement, that maybe you have a more generalized policy that says, hey, we'd like to accomplish something like this, but we don't know yet exactly what to do or when to do it. And that's a perfectly fine strategic approach. You know, some things just need to mature. And so when you look at these topics, and I'll pick out a couple, because I think I've been talking about it in the abstract, I'll be a little bit more specific here, but when we talk about these things, I think it begins to make sense. The Skykomish River Greenway is something that from the beginning of this process has been seen by the community as a great opportunity that we really need to take advantage of. And so we're seeing a lot of policy alignment and consistency here that we need to find a way to get people to the water, either close enough to see it or just to enjoy that landscape physically. Okay, there's just it's almost a universal appreciation for what the river can bring. Now, as a result of the workshop last time, we also see that there's a lot of support for ways that we can begin to make physical changes to get there, whether by reshaping Al Borland Park or by finding opportunities to link West Main and 179th to the river, by figuring out how we can work collaboratively with Cadman and the reclamation in that area, some very specific things that really are pretty neat that we can start to do to actualize that policy to getting people to move. On the other side of the city, literally, we've got First Air Field and the fairgrounds. And the policy direction that we're seeing from this process is that maybe it's time for us to consider a way to transform that space into something that's a little different than what it is today. But we don't know exactly what that's going to be. And so it doesn't make sense to really invest yet in that, except maybe in terms of building partnerships with the property owners so they can exercise some of the strategic thought and figure out how to make it happen. So in both cases, we have a policy orientation that something's going to change, but one of them has a much more specific set of actions that we can take, and the other one is maybe a little bit more abstract or just a couple of years down the road. And that's what this exercise helps us do. So we can sort through some of these other policies and some of these other implementation actions in order to figure out how we can align it into a cohesive and effective strategy for the city. You know, if you had, and I've said this in a couple of the workshops, but if you had all of the money in the world, we wouldn't have to go through this planning exercise. Well, it would probably be helpful. But, you know, we have to go through this because your budgets are limited, and you have to figure out how to use that dollar most effectively when the time is right. And so this kind of an exercise and insight helps us align that so that you can invest strategically over time. Okay, so that's really all that I wanted to offer in terms of the presentation. And thank you again very much for taking the time to work through this, both in the workshop and then again reviewing the material that the other folks have done. Very helpful, and we really appreciate the nuance that you've added to it. Brett, do you have anything else that you wanted to add?
Nope.
Okay. So if you'd like, Brad and I are open to questions about this material, but also about the next steps in the process. So you can see how this is beginning to come to closure. We're looking to have something adopted by the City Council by the end of June. So we're still tracking on that timeline. We have some decisions that need to be made by City Council, and some things that really are in their realm, contractually with us and also just politically. But after we get some of those things nailed down, we can proceed to getting a draft plan together for you to take a look at.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner Ryan?
Yes, after talking to the mayor the other day and the Lions Club and the Rotary Club, and we're not sure any more clubs are interested in their park system, and they were talking about funding for different things. So, and I guess the mayor was all interested in it, and he said that the parks. Director's already been working on some of this. We'll be getting together with civic organizations, I guess, and working with parks about getting something done because of funding. You know, the civic organizations have more money than the city or something. So that's what we're working on now.
Well, that's great, and I think the more I can learn about that, the better. So I don't know what the communication channels will be, but you know, part of our work is to write a parks and rec comprehensive plan. And we want to make sure the city is set up to compete well for grants, and the Recreation and Conservation Offices are the most potent grant group for parks and recreation. And if you can demonstrate exactly that kind of support to the community, your scores jump.
I have a comment, I guess, and this has a little bit of something to do with that. As you're going forward now, your direction is, of course, you have a lot of input, and it's all over the place, and there's a lot of good input, but my question is how do you set the priorities from this point on? And it's hard for me to comment on this because I wasn't at the last meeting, combination meeting. But from what I hear, there wasn't much participation by the city council, which are the people that are the ones that have to make the determination as to how we walk forward. They have major input on that. So my question is how do you get, how do you get your marching orders from this point on, and what is the priority that's going to be set, and who's the people that are going to set that for you, or help you set that?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I don't have one good answer for it, because that's one of the reasons why you have a process. Mm-hmm. You try to interpret what's going on, and your participation is only what the participation is.
Right.
So what we're going to do next, and this is an important part of the process overall, is we're putting together a goal and policy framework that really is the bones and muscle of the comprehensive plan. And right. So it will, just without being buried in a bunch of text, will state what the goal and policy directives are in the plan. And we'll run that by the city council, and that will be, a sniff test, where we'll highlight the things that are changing the status quo, we'll highlight the things that are maintaining the status quo, and we'll get a buy-off from the council if this is something that they believe their electorate is going to support for a long-term view and direction for the city of Monroe. And then we're going to come back to the public for another vetting of it, and then we're going to go to the Department of Commerce and Department of Ecology for another vetting of it. And then we're going to come back to the Planning Commission, to the Parks Board, and to the City Council for another series of reviews and vetting. So it's not a single establishment of what the priorities are. It's going to be kind of this continuous refinement. Now, talking about goals and policies, it's still a little bit abstract. So we're going to attach to it specific actions, the so what. So you adopt the plan, so now what? Sometimes that's a much more tangible thing to comment on. And so, we'll certainly expect some level of comment on the goals and policies, but we'll probably get a lot of comment on which things we suggest the city tackle first and where it spends its energy and resources. And so if they don't match, then we go back to our process and figure out how things need to adjust. But I wish I could say, yes, this is how exactly we get this feedback and priorities, but we have to make proposals and see the kind of response we get and adjust all the way through this refining process.
My concern is, and I hope you can appreciate what I'm talking about, my concern is that you have this back and forth and back and forth, and my concern is how much change does that create for each time you go from one area to the other. And you see a lot of information here, but I'm concerned that we're not moving forward enough to see the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. Probably just me, but I wish it was we could do a little quicker, I guess. Make sure we get it right, but and I'm not sure how much it's gonna take, So it's just my input. Commissioner Sherwood.
I guess we're going to have somewhere between 10 to 12 meetings before this thing has to be either theoretically wrapped up and delivered and accepted by all people that have accepted. So I definitely have a concern about timing that. I've been on the fish panel years ago now. We suffer this time compression where we end up at the end of the process going probably too fast. And you get in that position, you come and make mistakes, errors, and judgment over what things. So I agree with Commissioner Christensen that, and I realize you're going to be operating on these things, but the quicker you can get anything to us in a framework that represents the structure of the final document, so that we have time. I have a comp plan sitting at home, the last one. The thing's gargantuan. And that's a lot to go through. We've just gone through snippets here and there, and it's taken us 4, 5, 6 meetings to just get parts of that and addressing things in the zoning code. So I already feel like we're behind. I realize 6 months is a long time, but I think it's going to go up in smoke. The other thing, we had a consultant come in and take our sign code, and I don't know if you noticed the sign code, from shotgun approach to just boom, 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 the tables and all. And I would recommend, because I've read through a lot of different comments, just because of work I do, and it's like all I want to do is just bang my head against the post when I'm done. It's just like, you just go into a coma. So this is for the suggestion box. Brevity, maybe a little levity, but certainly language that most comp plans are written in that are understandable to anybody who would come in off the street. And for some reason, they might have a concern, ex post facto, for when the plan is written, submitted, accepted, and all that, where they can actually understand where the city is going by reading it. So it's concise. And I think that would inure to your benefit. You might be able to cut a couple hundred pages out of this stuff, or maybe 100 pages, I don't know. So that would be a recommendation. Just from my perspective, that the fewest amount of words and the greatest amount of clarity really, I think, would go a long way. That way, and there's some self-serving in that, that you don't have to read all this crap. But sometimes you have to read. Because it's onerous to go through some of these documents. And so the sign code, I think we all agree, the sign code, boy, that was spot on during that conference. The guy did a really good job, and it's easy to move with now that it's established, and you can change things pretty easily. So just a few things from the suggestion box. And getting whatever you can to us as soon as possible so you can start working.
Commissioner Jensen?
One of my thoughts that I've had on this is we got six strategies here in front of us. One of them, first air field. A lot of the common comments both amongst us and people at these other meetings, what does the owner want to do? I think it would be important for us, and I don't know what would need to happen, to invite the owner specifically for our meeting to come talk to us about what they see the first airfield, so we don't spend and send you off doing something in this big document, spending a sixth of the document on something this directionless. We need direction from the owner, I think, for that one before putting any more effort into that. I would like to at least understand what their feeling is and if they would be open to either direction.
You'd like to keep it an airport because that's his baby, but if someone's going to give him money and wants to do something else, he'd love to have him be able to do that.
that someone will give them money unless the city has first gone in that direction.
Right, so that's why he's open to us allowing additional uses there.
He's been in quite a bit.
Has he?
And I think he keeps good contact.
Yeah, we just had a meeting with him, like the 30th of November or something like that. Whatever it was.
He did come one night, but he spent so much time on something else that he said, I can't stay here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but yeah, it would be nice if he could spend some time at the planning commission. So we get a feeling of where he's at. That would be beneficial, I think, to all of us. Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Stanger?
Yeah, so just to talk about Commissioner Jensen, that maybe the county or whoever oversees the fairgrounds, finding out what they want to do too, or what they're looking at would be helpful too, because I have no idea what their plans are or what they're going to see. So, I mean, that would be nice. That's just triggered something there. But first of all, thank you for all the hard work you've done and all the effort you've put forth on this. It seems like that we're trying to figure out the what in a lot of this, and I see a lot of what in here. But my question is at what stage or where do we see a lot of the how and who?
Yeah, let's come right up. Yeah, this nibbled at the how and the who with the program actions. And so as we get into the defining of what, then we'll know better the how and the who. Mm-hmm. So it is, and Jeff, to get to your comment earlier, there's going to be a lot of stuff that happens as we look to formalize that policy framework and pull together the implementation recommendations that will be part of that. I think that some professional planners moonlight as student therapists, and that's not us. So we'll try to write a document that's readable and fun and accessible. And I'd also like to say that what we're coming back to you with isn't code. You know, it's something that's written as a statement of intent and positioning. It's a promise to the community. It's not a regulatory document. So I think that might ease some of the concern about the level of detail that you might expect to see in this document. I mean, it'll be appropriately detailed, but it's not going to be something like a zoning ordinance where you have those regulatory elements.
Yeah, we had to upgrade some of that already in our current code.
And actually, Brad and I spoke about that a little bit today.
I just remember, I don't know if you're I think you were on the commission a year ago, when we were taking regulations out of the comprehensive plan because they belong in the zoning code, not in the comprehensive plan. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
Any other comments from the commission? I guess my next question would be is what's the next milestone on your docket there?
We're working on the policy framework, and we're going to get that to the city. We were looking initially at December 10th. We may still hit that. We've got a couple of city council things that we need to pull into that. We're still looking at this week to get the policy framework to the city. We'll get some staff comments on that, set up a meeting with the city council to review that. So that's our next milestone. We anticipate having a workshop in January, at least with the council. I'm hoping we can do a joint workshop with the city council and the planning commission. Then we'll do a public rollout of a draft document that we're targeting for February. And it'll be something formatted similarly to the meetings we've had recently, where we'll have the planning commission, the parks board, and city council invited for that. Then we submit a draft to Department of Commerce and Department of Ecology. So we have this overlapping review through the State Department of Commerce, 60-day review period, and the Department of Ecology for the EIS component of the comprehensive plan, and they'll happen at the same time. And then while that review is going on, we can still have workshops with the planning commission to define text and make sure that it's saying what it needs to say.
Thank you. And just remember, in there somewhere, we have these people that we have to keep in mind, like the owner of the airport, the county, and if we want to use some of the state property, I'm sure, you know, we're going to have somebody say, okay, or hey. So those are things that, you know, before we can move forward in those areas, we have to have some buy-in somehow, somewhere. Can't make a plan for somebody's property that he said, he may say, no, I ain't going that way. So I just want to make sure that gets in there somehow before it gets too deep into the detail on the plan. So, Commissioner Jensen?
Yeah, there's one other thing I just remembered. Strategy 6 on page 11, or starts on page 11. And this was even something we came up with, this, the commission last week having troubles with, is how it lumps Kelsey with downtown. It feels like, at least from our point at our last meeting, and I've been reading through a lot of comments, I see tons of comments about doing stuff downtown, and only a couple of comments about Kelsey. So I'm hoping that maybe as you develop this out into a plan, that maybe you can separate those two pieces a little bit more so it doesn't feel like people's comments for one have to apply to the other. That Kelsey can be more separate and have its own treatment than down there.
Yeah. Thank you, Commissioner. Any other comments, questions? Now is our time. This is the last meeting of the year, I think. Commissioner Robin.
Before we complete the conference, I would like to, would really like to see the DOT engineers and whoever it is come here and tell us what the plans are for the bypass, the completion of 522. What other plans they have that will affect the city of Monroe. It would be really nice to know some of this stuff.
You want the answer?
Yeah.
There are any. They have no plan on finishing either one of them.
No.
So, even 20 years out.
Well, do you suppose that if we got up here and told them what our plans are?
Yeah. No, you need the state legislature to come for that.
Okay.
Well, who is our representative?
Again, Christian was the Scott.
They invited her here, so.
Yeah, they actually come to the city council.
Yeah.
Okay, we get those guys.
One of them's been at the chamber.
Yeah, okay, Christian's here. Yeah, was just there.
No relation.
Yeah.
Because you've been biting them out.
Yeah,
biting them out. Yeah,
there really is no plan to finish 522?
No, because Dan Christensen at the chamber meeting last month said the plan was that the state was paying for the part they're working on it, and as part of that deal, the county was going to pay for the chunk in the middle. And the county has since said, well, we don't have any money to do that. So the state doesn't have any money to do it either.
You're going to have to write home for some more
of
the
things.
Yeah, yeah. They put it in the drive.
Yeah, everything. Is there any more questions or comments? I think, okay, I'm going to say that we're ready to go on that. There's no other questions or comments. This is the first I've seen of this tonight, so I'm going to review it for you. See what if there's anything I can glean out of it. But are you going to be back this year or this
year? This will be it. This will be it. But I mean, we're still certainly open to hearing what you might have to say about this.
If you have any comments or anything, just send me your, you know, and we can send them.
Okay, all right.
Email works across the big mountains, so.
And we're full speed ahead.
All right, so you won't see it this year, so I want to personally say thank you for all your hard work and your team and all that. I also want to say have a pretty safe and happy holiday season. If I do want to see you come back next year. So thank you very much.
And likewise.
And thank you. Okay, anything else?
Okay.
Brett?
Nope. How about that? So.
Thank you for flipping the agenda.
Yeah, thank you for coming over.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Next time I'll have a dance for you.
Okay.
Wait, was that recorded?
I was gonna say.
It's in the minutes now.
You have too many dots in my eyes. Okay, let's see, agenda. Okay, the next item on the workshop is the 2015 work program. And Brad, I'm assuming you have your comment.
That's me again. So, you have a little draft work program there. It's fairly simple this year. We have a couple really huge things that are going on, and the purpose of this is just to get some input from the planning commission. And if you have any, you know, pet projects that, like, ooh, we'd really like to consider this. You know, you want to do the sign code over again or something. Number one is the comp plan update. What you're busy working on that fast, but it has the real hard and fast deadline there that we need to get done by June next year. East Monroe Comprehensive Plan Amendment and Rezone, which we will kind of find out maybe tomorrow where that's going. If on the council agenda tomorrow to decide whether or not they would like to pursue that any further.
I'm going to email to that.
Okay, so if that is the case, then that will be coming before Planning Commission next year. As the comprehensive plan is completed, we then need to update our development regulations and zoning code and things like that to then be compliant with the comprehensive plan, because the comprehensive plan may come up with some new designations that there needs to be a zone for, so that we need to have new regulations to do that, so that we can make sure that now that we have a comprehensive plan, we can actually start implementing it with the development regulations.
I have a question.
Yes.
Unified Development Code, I'm not sure what that means.
That is, there's kind of two things, tracks going on, that kind of got derailed, is to make that's to get rid of all the inconsistencies in our code. And to make it more streamlined so that you don't have to look, you know, here and then, like subdivisions. Has a subdivision section, but then four chapters later, there's other stuff about subdivisions. That, so if you just read this, you miss that, and it's both hard for both the developers and for staff reviewing it, is that, you know, sort of make it more linear, that, okay, you know, drop off an application and here's where it goes, as opposed to bouncing all over the code.
Okay.
And also to get rid of the, because all those things were done over a long period of time, and when we changed things in this part of the code, we didn't change the corresponding part in that code, so you have conflicts all over the place. So that's to get that done, and then...
I thought we did that.
Well, we worked on it, but then there's still some that are still there. You know, it's like every time you look at the code, it's like, oh, that's not quite the same thing it says there. And then the next one down is just the regulation update is more the specifics that need to be done for the comp plan, because we may end up with there's no, you know, R4 zoning anymore, or, you know, whatever, so we need to replace things like that. North Kelsey Area Design Guidelines, there's still some of those that are hanging out there. Is it time just to get rid of them completely? You know, now that we've got a new comprehensive plan and new development regulations, they may not be necessary anymore, because it's not really, you know, going towards, you know, are the development regulations for the entire city good enough up there, or there's still specific things that need to be special just for that area.
I got a question on that. I don't know if it's appropriate or not, but, you know, we had a big deal with Walmart and how they should design their building.
Right, yeah.
And it was based on that.
Yes.
So I'm thinking, you know, is that something that we want to mess around with too much, or else could they come back and say, look, we got, you know, told that we had to do it this way, and now you're changing it, so.
They specifically asked for a binding site plan, which bound them to the development requirements at the time of their application. Yeah.
All right, I just don't want to get us in any kind of trouble by changing that after they.
Right.
We have their changes.
Yeah, and then the last one is the marijuana-related land use, which is something else we'll find out about tomorrow. With the city council, maybe, that's being presented towards them, because they've asked for additional restrictions on, currently state law says you have to be 1,000 feet from city parks, schools, et cetera, et cetera. They've added a few additional things like private parks and churches to minimize the amount of area that is, that their uses are allowed. We're also suggesting that you, rather than having to keep finding uses that they can't be 1,000 feet from, if they just want to do an outright ban, they can do that, but whatever regulations they would have to be around land use regulation, which would have to go through the planning process and come before the planning commission.
Why did it go through all that? Why didn't they just say we're not going to do it here?
That's what we're suggesting that they say tomorrow night.
Yes, what happened with the campground, by the way? Did that?
It hasn't gotten to Supreme Court yet, but so far all the decisions that have been in favor of local regulation.
Okay.
So.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. So if you guys have any comments, questions, requests, if we should really do something else, we will.
Commissioner Jensen.
I'm just curious, is this just simply listing these projects in random order, or is this some sort of a priority order?
Yeah, it's kind of random order. Except number one is really the priority, and if council makes a certain decision about it, number two will be the second priority. And the hopefully is that, depending on what they do with marijuana land use regulations, since it should be fairly compact, is that we can, you know, kind of slide that in there in between things. So we want to wait till the end of that, because while the developer is doing their supplemental environmental impact statement, there's nothing for the council, you know, the planning commission to consider about East Monroe, so, you know, maybe we can slide the marijuana regulations in that role there, so.
Are we obligated that would be the second priority, or could we push it down as a lesser priority anyway?
You could, but this is actually approved by the council, who tells you what your work program is, and, you know, based on the last count of noses in the council, that's why it's number two. So if it goes different tomorrow, it might just fall out of this all together.
All right, so tomorrow, do you know where it is on the docket? Or is that, it's not a meeting, you have to, or a part on the dock where they have to leave the room, or we have to leave the room?
No, I don't think so.
Not for that, there'll probably be something else. Yeah. They all seem to have something
exactly. Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, but they'll still talk about it in open session. They may talk about some liability about which decision they make. It could be an executive session, but there will be a
discussion. I just don't want to come sit here until 11.
Yeah. So, it might take that. There's a really full agenda tomorrow, so it might give that.
Commissioners, anything, any comments on this work program plan? It doesn't look like a whole lot, but I know there's a bunch of other things that usually show up.
Yeah, and that, I'm assuming there'll be a plat or two. Popping up next year, too, so.
And I was happy to see no sign code on there.
Yeah.
So, anybody got any comments on the work plan?
If I could, it was sort of like a recommendation of that to the council for consideration. You know, nod your heads, kind of consensus if you want, or a motion. Either way, just so when we go to the council, they can say that the planning commission looked at this and was happy.
I would just like to see 5 and 6 listed sooner. Even though it's not priority, it feels like with the March date on those, they should be appearing as if they're a higher priority.
I think it's just a project number, but.
I know, but just.
Yeah, is it appearance like, okay, yeah. Personally, I don't see anything wrong with it. I'm fine with it.
Would we have time to add to it later?
They can always, you know, request that the city council let you do something else.
Let us do something else?
Yeah.
You know, and you don't have to report that the planning commission is happy with it.
Okay.
This is.
They've seen it and had no comments, okay?
I reviewed it, yeah.
We reviewed it.
Happy with all the number two?
Any other comments, commissioners? What? Don't quick, I feel like I should make up something. Anything else on that, Brent?
Nope, that's it.
That's it, huh? Well, we are to the point then to discussion by commissioners and staff. You know, I'm gonna do that after Brad. Brad, you got any things to discuss?
Nope.
Nothing juicy stuff happening in the city?
No, like, I mean, you want just random stuff?
Or like.
Okay, the city did receive a $1.7 million grant.
Alright.
To put a multi-purpose path on Woods Creek Road from the driveway to Safeway to the drive, the path that goes up to the barn. And we also received $300.
Now, is that gonna impede turning place?
No, no.
Say that again, Brad. I didn't get you.
From, basically really turning place, north to the trail that goes up to the farm.
Okay.
So people from the farm could walk to Safeway or wherever, yeah.
And that's $1.7 million to do that?
Yeah, well, more than that, that's the grant part. We have to pay 13.5% for that. Basically, we have to build a big giant retaining wall.
How long is the path?
I forget. About that far on the map. And then we also received $363,000 to complete the sidewalks on the south side of Main Street from basically the Monroe Family Village up to the roundabout. Sounds great, yeah. And we didn't get the money to repave Browns Boulevard or put the signal at High Street and Browns Boulevard.
Do you know what's happening with the sign code? What's the word?
Enforcement.
Enforcement.
Yes, nothing.
I went out with Nick and we took a bunch of pictures.
Yeah, so.
I don't know where that went.
So what we're doing is, with the lack of staff right now, we put off to, like, we're developing a process to do it so that we can take it to the council and have the council approve it so that the first time we enforce something, it all show up to the council and then about, so we can say, council authorize this. The big issue is staff. And the second one is the enforcement mechanism, because basically you could ask them politely to do it, and if they say no, you basically have to start paying attorney time to take them to court. So,
yeah.
You know, to have someone move their A-frame sign is gonna be very expensive if they don't do it voluntarily. And so that's, you need some buy-in on that, so.
Can you do things like pick up their sign at night and?
If it's in the right of way, yes. But if it's on private property, we can't.
Yeah, I understand
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I understand.
So. So that's where we're at, and we're going to council with that on the 6th of January, I do believe.
Okay.
That's the first meeting.
That's for enforcement?
That's for, this is what we're going to do. Are you okay with us doing that?
Okay.
So, because every time we've enforced the sign codes in the past, it's the first time you do it to somebody, they come to the council and, you know, the council says, well, you know what?
But do we have any other communities that have the same issue and how they?
The one that we've been told is really good is Everett, so we're looking at that to see how Everett does it.
Okay. So, all right. Anything else?
Let's see, anything else terribly exciting happening out there? We did get the Hoserland plat I think, because you've talked about that briefly, the rezone, that's in, we just determined the application was complete. And the, some property up by Eagle Lot has been in for a pre-app. They have 35 more houses up there, so.
And then, what's going to happen with planning? Are they actively out there now looking for somebody?
The mayor is going to the city council tomorrow for permission to hire a community development director.
Community development director?
Yes.
That doesn't sound like a planning director.
Yeah, so. Well, that's what it says in our code, so.
Okay.
Okay.
Is Carl's Jr. still, was that a done deal that they're coming to do?
No, it's a thinking about a deal, so.
And then you mentioned sidewalks on, one city here, remember you're in here. I guess it's 170. No, I'm not taking that, I'm not, 154th. 154th, where those meets hospital, 179.
Yes.
They've taken all their barricades away, so it's now back to two lanes and stop signs, you can turn right. But, and they put in the, they replaced the curb, but there's a big gap of sidewalk missing, but it looks like they've packed up.
Oh, there is, okay, so I walked by last week, it looked like they had forms up for it, so.
Or maybe they do, but it didn't look like, but I didn't,
I didn't see it. It's supposed to come back.
On the west side.
The south, the west corner, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
That was all.
That's it? Commissioner Tuttle? Commissioner Ryan?
Yes. Everybody have a good holiday?
There you go.
And enjoy yourself, behave yourself. Oh. Streets. Has anybody looked at the chuckles on our streets lately?
Yes, we just filmed two.
And we had a bunch of them on our, in the town.
Two, yeah.
Back behind the shop area there.
Okay.
Streets just falling to pieces. Drive around them, can't drive through them.
Okay.
Give me your truck. Commissioner Dirksen? Commissioner Sherwood? Commissioner Sanders?
Just that, I won't be here for any Monday after, this, so, excuse me.
Until the new year.
Until the new year, so, if you have a meeting, please excuse me.
Yeah.
So, not that I don't want to be with y'all.
And I don't have anything, so, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Moved by Commissioner Sherwood to adjourn, can I hear a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Dirksen, any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Thank you.
And people watch us, please have a good day.